Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And I know all of this music from the Caribbean really makes us want to head that way. What do you think, Olivia? Ready to go?
Absolutely. Let's go now.
I know.
Spring break early.
We don't have to worry about, you know, gray, dreary days and cold weather. Right, Doug Bill?
That's right. And have some of that great Caribbean food.
And so many great things to do on either of these islands. Now, you heard, you know, the Commissioner of Tourism, Beverly Nicholson Doty, talk about why each of those islands are so perfect. But now, Olivia, you must have some favorite things, too. I know you've done some research, and I know you're ready to pack your bags and head there. But why is that? Why do you want to go to St. Croix?
Well, when I was doing my research, I thought about Doc Bill when I read this part. The Virgin Islands Sustainable Farm Institute has more than 100 acres of hills and valleys in the Highlands of St. Croix, and you can visit to learn about organic farming. You can take a course in bush skills or beneficial farming. You can enjoy a slow-down dinner prepared with organically grown local ingredients. I think Doc Bill will be all over that.
I think so, too. What do you think, Doc Bill?
I think so. I mean, using local fresh ingredients with great abundant fresh seafood, you know, that's a winner.
Well, you know, it's one of the, it is the largest of the islands in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and it's perfect for so many different things. You know, there's actually a dance company there that does a lot of the traditional folk dance performances, and they can be seen really all around the island year-round, so you don't have to wait for a festival. They're called the Mako Jumbies, which is a traditional stilt dancers that are on those stilts dancing to the Caribbean beat. It's just fascinating to really see them in their very colorful outfits. Was there anything else about St. Croix that kind of whets your appetite?
Yeah, Buck Island is one of only three underwater national monuments in the United States. And you can go underground in this 30-foot tower and observe underwater. And you can imagine how beautiful the water is there.
It is very, very beautiful. I have not done any snorkeling or diving there, but I can just only imagine that that would be a really unique experience to be able to do that one. I agree with you on that one. Thumbs up. Doc Bill, anything that's attracting you?
Well, it's the island's about three times larger than, I guess, St. Thomas, and it only has a population of around 50,000 people. And St. Thomas, when you look at it, has a population of around 51,000. So St. Thomas, it's a small island, has a larger population. So you're going to see a lot more density in that island. And St. John, which is the smallest of the islands, that has a population of about 4,000. And also, again, it's mostly a preserve area.
It is a reserve area. Also, too, over on St. John's, I mean, there's some really, really special things that you can do there as well. Because not only is it a national forest and it's protected, but also, too, there's things like golfing that you can do there. There's water sports. There's a Cinnamon Bay Beach that really offers really anything to do around the water sports and activities. Snorkeling, windsurfing, kayaking. Now, Olivia, that sounds like that has your name written all over it, because I know you are the sports person.
Yes. Take some risks.
Take some risks and have some fun. I mean, who wouldn't want to get out there and try their hand at doing some of these water sports? And like I mentioned before, even if you're not into the water sports, hey, just getting out there on that beautiful sand, the beautiful blue water right there is your backdrop. I say thumbs up for that. I'm ready to go right now.
And I can watch my brothers fall on their butts.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, you know, we talked in the last segment a little bit about it being a great place for honeymoons and for destination weddings, but it's also a great place to go with families as well. I think families can have a lot of great fun there.
Definitely.
I definitely think so as well. Now, let's switch over to St. Thomas, because Doc Bill, you talked a little bit about St. Thomas and the density of the population there. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, a lot more of the business center of the U.S. Virgin Islands is located there. But, you know, there are things to do there, too. I mean, there's Megan's Bay, which is a public park, and it's shaped in the shape of a heart. It's a protected bay, but you can still bring your beach chairs and your floats and those kind of things, and they're available there as well as a snack bar and a lifeguard. Now, I was in St. Thomas in 2013, and had an opportunity to tour around the island, and our tour guide actually stopped so we could get out of the van and take some photos. I probably shouldn't be sharing this on the radio since she did that. I mean, because she stopped traffic so we could get out and get that, you know, iconic picture of that heart-shaped beach, because it is really, really well known.
Wow.
If you go to St. Thomas, you're going to go there. But it was great, great fun. We got some great shots. And actually, people were applauding when we got back in the van. But I don't know. Maybe they were applauding because we were getting back in the van, not because we were actually admiring their beach there. So what about St. Thomas, Olivia? Any favorite things there?
Yeah, there's Coral World Ocean Park, where you can encounter turtles, sharks. You can swim with sea lions. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. And I think you all know that how much I love getting in the water with the stingrays. I've swum with the stingrays, with the dolphins. So, hey, I may as well add a sea lion onto that one as well. Anything else?
There's a magic ice gallery, which is kind of surprising to find in the Caribbean.
That is a little surprising. It's unexpected, I'll put it that way. It's not really what you expect. Some ice carving for you, Doc Bill?
It's probably where the Jamaican bobsled team did their training.
They took them over to the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Well, you've got Mountaintop, which is, again, gives you one of the highest points in St. Thomas, which gives you stunning views of looking over the bay and the surrounding areas. That's really nice to see.
And it's so picturesque. I mean, you do want to take your camera when you go to these islands, because there's so many great shots that you will be inspired to take. And not only just your land camera, but you want to take that underwater camera as well, too, so that if you do some of those water sports, you have a camera that you don't have to worry about it getting wet. But now, Doc Bill, I know how much you like Blackbeard, and there's a Blackbeard connection down on the coast of Georgia, but there's a Blackbeard's castle over in the U.S. Virgin Islands as well.
That's pretty interesting. Well, you could see the instrument pirates Edward Treach, who was nicknamed Blackbeard. And again, that's, you know, a lot of history there, a lot of neat things to see. And again, it goes to that old history of that whole Caribbean area and the Georgia coast having a strong tie-in.
Well, I guess he sailed from the U.S. Virgin Islands over to the Georgia coast to bury that treasure that's over on Blackbeard Island off the coast of Georgia.
That's probably what happened.
Well, see, what you could do, Doc Bill, is you could go to Blackbeard's Island, see if you can dig around and find that treasure over there, then also go down to the U.S. Virgin Islands to see maybe there's a treasure he left there as well.
You know, and also when you're traveling and doing things like that, you know, this is a great place to take your GoPros, and that's a neat place to do activities, and usually, you know, the GoPro fans would really like a lot of things to do down there.
Well, you know, one of the things that we didn't talk about a little bit as well is golfing, because we said there's a little something for everyone, and there's great golfing. Zipping back over to St. Croix at the Buccaneers properties, there is a great golf course there that people can actually go and have a little bit of fun golfing. So any other thoughts about the U.S. Virgin Islands? You guys have any other favorite things that you want to do there?
Well, it's a lot of things to do, a lot of good food. It's part of the United States, so your banking issues are taken care of. A lot of your information systems are going to be quite similar. And so these are places where you can actually go be in a Caribbean country, but still be back in the USA, because they're U.S. territories.
Well, you bring up a really good point about that, and there are quite a few flights that you can take. Delta has recently started a flight down to the U.S. Virgin Islands, right out of Atlanta, which is great. And there are some flights, too, that connect through other places like Miami that can get you down to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And just that no passport part really does work really well. I mean, you don't have to go through the whole procedure of getting a passport and trying to go through that whole process of getting the pictures and going to the passport office. But the other thing that does too is that if you decide next weekend, let's hop down to, you know, the U.S. Virgin Islands for a weekend getaway, you can just do that without the worry of being encumbered with all of the paperwork and visas or whatever else might play into going to some of the other places. So it's a great place for just that getaway. Now, not the next show, but some in February, we're going to talk about destination weddings. So we'll bring the U.S. Virgin Islands back up again when we talk about destination weddings, because it's a great place for that. So this has been a great show. I think we need to leave the studio, leave the coldness behind, and let's head on down to the U.S. Virgin Islands. Sound good? Sounds good to me, too. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. And a great place also, too, to look over to Blackbeard Island. So if you still want a little bit of that Caribbean feel, we can give you that, too, down on the Georgia coast. So we'll see you guys back for the next show. I'll leave you with some more sounds from the Virgin Islands. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Bye.
If you should ever ask the question, what's the meaning of love? It's a natural essence that created all of us. Love is nothing to take for granted or put aside to rust. I'm gonna make good use of it now, because the time ain't enough. Show love, let me teach you. Show love, love is how I greet you. Show
for their sail. But if they were to drown, they would catch even a straw for some ale. Hey, yeah. It's so good to be alive, but it's better when you leave.